So welcome to Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. I'm your host, Alba Mireles, and I'm absolutely delighted to welcome today's guest, A.G. Tyler, author of the book titled That Ensures. We're here to celebrate your creativity and explore the world you crafted in this book. A.G., thank you for joining us.
Alba, thank you so much for having me on. It's a pleasure.
So my first question will be, who is A.G. Tyler? Can you tell us a little bit about your background?
I'll try and give the short biography. For many years, I was a CPA and attorney. I ran a big accounting firm. I worked for a big public company that did that work, buying businesses for them, but always had a passion for writing. From the time that I read Dalton Trumbo's Johnny Got His Gun at age 16, I wanted to write. A few years ago, I'd started Death Insured back in 2015, and during the pandemic decided when everything was shut down, it was the perfect time to pick up the book and just start writing. And every day I'd write a chapter or two, I'd edit the chapters I'd written with the idea that I wanted to get this done. Along the way, met a lot of people, some of whom were featured in the book, either by name or by character trait, and just loved every minute of it so much that that's what I do now. I write.
That's awesome. And can you walk us through your typical writing process? Do you have any unique, you know, ritual habits that help you to get into that creative zone?
Well, the creativity part can be challenging at times because I'm creating from blank paper, murders, betrayal, love, sex, whatever that scene is. But it plays in my head like a movie. And a lot of times what I'll do is I'll sit down and say, okay, this is what I want to accomplish today. And if I haven't gotten it done in the evening, I might go somewhere to sit and have dinner, sit at a bar with napkins and start making notes of things I've seen or ideas that come to my head. And then from that, I flesh out the idea for the next chapter, the next book, whatever it may be. So the only common factor is I don't do it on a computer. I actually sit and handwrite everything and then transcribe it onto the computer and then edit it on, you know, whichever program, whichever word processing program I'm using.
Yeah, and what first sparked you interest in becoming an author? Because I know some of the authors, you know, start from very young age. In your case, what happened?
Not a young age, so we start with that, but that's okay. Because sometimes where you're supposed to be in life doesn't come to you until you get to a certain point. And I'm a great believer that all in life happens for a reason. So when I was 16, I read Dalton Trumbo's book, Johnny Got His Gun. And it was so moving. The words were so inspiring. But not just that, I could place myself in the head of the injured soldier throughout the book. And I thought, this is unbelievably powerful. When I was practicing law, when I was practicing accounting, words were still part of what I did. I would write letters, I'd draft documents, but always in the back of my head was the desire to write, to craft a novel. Maybe not the great American novel, but entertaining people. As time went on, I started to look for opportunities to do it, but they never came. COVID actually created that opportunity for me because I was doing consulting at that point, living here in South Florida, and none of my clients' businesses were open. So there was nothing for me to do but write, walk, and think, all of which inspired me to get the book done.
And did you always know you wanted to write fiction, or was this a journey that unfolded later in life?
I guess the answer is I always loved fiction. After I read Johnny Got His Gun, I became a devotee of thrillers and psychological thrillers and crime mysteries. Lawrence Sanders' First Deadly Sin, anything written by Daniel Silva or Greg Isles, or I have a friend, Pablo Zaragoza, that writes amazing novels with great depth and detail. But I don't know that it was always fated that that was it was going to be. I mean, there's great life stories that are real. I just haven't gotten around to writing them yet. But this was the first pass, and I liked it so much, and I loved the creation in my head of creating murder scenes and police chases and investigative analytics, all the things that encompassed a lot of the skill sets that I developed during my lifetime as an accountant, as an attorney, as a consultant, and was able to bring into the book things that I experienced. And that made it more real.
Was there a particular event or personal experience on or news story that inspired the plot?
There are actually two events that inspired the plot. The first is my wife passed from cancer about 20 years ago, and along the way took care of her and saw how emotionally and financially challenging it could be if you didn't have the wherewithal to deal with this, both the emotional wherewithal and the financial wherewithal. The second part of it is that the plot of Death Insured is that there is a company that's buying life insurance policies, a product called a viatical, and they're also giving money to people that's more than they can give them for the viatical through a charity. They find out the ones that are terminally ill and they kill them for the money. That's not an uncommon phenomena, but there's a lot of backstory and a lot of betrayal and lies and things. The second thing from my real life was that many years ago, I had a client that asked me to research viaticals for him. And I did, and I was intrigued by companies who are basically betting on when you're going to die. Not any different than going to the casino and putting the money down on red or on the number 26 on the roulette wheel. Not any different than going to track and betting on horses. And what they're betting is we're going to buy your life insurance policy today, and you're not going to live for 20 years. You're only going to live for one or two or five. So the interplay of that with the idea of murder for money just struck me as very natural.
Yeah, and when you started writing this story, did you already know the ending, or did it reveal itself as you went along?
Well, interestingly enough, I knew the ending when I started, except that I gave a draft of the book to a friend of mine who was once a SWAT officer for the New York City Police Department, and he read the book. I asked him for some technical advice on some of the police work, much like I asked friends in the medical field for technical advice on the science. And what he said was, I hate the ending. Everything that wraps up in a bow too neatly. It doesn't work that way in the real world. And I went back and he told me he wanted me to rewrite it. So I did, and I sent it to him, and he said, better, but not quite. But I actually like the way it ends because it creates a bit of a cliffhanger for those reading the book. And everyone that's read the book, people I've run into, people that have reached out to me, have all said, I can't wait for the next one because I want to see what happens. And that, to me, is like the highest level of compliment.
Yeah. And what do you want the readers take away, like, from this book?
A couple things. Number one, I always say to people, nothing in life is random. And Alan Miller, the protagonist in the book, actually says there are no coincidences. Everything happens for a reason. Everyone you meet for a reason. So I want them to take that out of it. But mostly, I want people to be entertained. I want them to pick up the book and go, wow, that was great. I really enjoyed that. And I want to see what happens next with Alan Miller and Larry Shapiro, and what, you know, does their relationship grow? Because it's not just a psychological thriller murder mystery. There's love, there's sex, there's betrayal, there's lies, basically everyday life that comes into the book. And that for me is the fun part, pulling pieces and parts of characters and creating that situation. So I think what people will take from it, the most common comment I get is, it's really good, I couldn't put it down. And I always say, well, that's because we put glue on the cover. But honestly, that to me is the highest form of flattery, that people are reading it and enjoying it, because writing should be entertaining. At least in my mind, what I'm doing should be entertaining.
And, you know, sometimes the protagonist is often the heart of the trailer. And what can you tell us about your main character without spoiling too much?
Okay, so there actually are four, which is unusual because somebody wrote a review of the book and they said, I loved the book, but there was no main character. And I laughed and said, there's four, because they help build the story. there's Alan Miller and Larry Shapiro. They are the protagonists. Alan Miller is a forensic analytics expert who falls into this murder investigation. He's done criminal investigation. He teaches it at a local college, but falls into this by accident when his cousin dies suddenly and is the victim of the killers. But it doesn't look like she's the victim because it looks like she died of natural causes related to her illness. Lara Shapiro was the local coroner. She and Alan Miller begin a relationship along the way, even as they start investigating. So there's a love angle and there's a investigation angle. Maria Otero and Mark Malinchik. Malinchik is the one committing the murders, but it's not quite that simple. And Maria Otero is, for lack of a better term, a very strong woman who's a puppet master directing Malinchik to do what he does, and she controls him through emotional control, sexual control, what have you, and she really is the antagonist that they're chasing.
Got it. Sounds very interesting. And yeah, for this book, what was the biggest challenge you faced while writing that insert?
I think it was, I would work on a chapter and fall in love with it. And then I'd start the next chapter and realize, as much as I love the last chapter or two chapters down or three chapters down, I got to go back and change it because it doesn't fit. The hardest part, it's like putting in a tongue and groove score and installing it. You have to make sure all the pieces fit when you go from chapter to chapter. The book is 380 pages and there's a lot of chapters. None of them are long, long chapters, but you have to go back and make sure that if she had blonde hair in chapter 22, she has blonde hair in chapter 65 unless she dyed her hair. And that's, things like that probably were the hardest for me.
Yeah, and have you received any reader feedback that really stay with you?
Yeah, I have a couple people that I know who actually went and bought the book. And one of them said, it is so compelling. I love the characters. And 5 minutes after she finished the book, she emailed me and said, when is the next book coming out? I have to know what happens next. And I said, it comes out when it comes out. But honestly, almost everyone, either in the reviews I've received, and Goodreads and Amazon, in the reviews I've received for people that know me that bought the book and then came back to me, has been overwhelmingly positive. And it's really just, I love the character development. And for me, that's the thing that was both at times the hardest, because every character is based on somebody I know. It may be an exaggeration of their character traits, but it's still based on somebody that I know. And that, so including, as someone recently said to me, is Alan Miller you? And I said, there's a piece of me in there, yeah. But there's a piece of me in almost every character, so.
It's inspiration. And I have a question. It's that insure a standalone novel, or do you see it becoming part of a series?
Death Insured is the first in the Alan Miller series, Alan Miller being my protagonist. There's another book coming out later this year called Debt Discharged. And then I have a book, and people laugh when I say the name. I have a book in a totally different genre coming out called Please Don't Call Me a Nice Guy, I Was Hoping to Date You. And the book is about a guy who later in life finds himself single and alone. His kids are grown. His wife has passed on. So it's not biographical, but it's pulled from my life and the lives of friends who tell me these unique and funny dating stories. It's very tongue-in-cheek, and that'll be out sometime next year. But Death Insured is the first of what will be three novels in the Alan Miller series. Unless I come up with more ideas, then maybe it'll be five novels.
Okay, and just before we go, I have a question. Like, what advice would you give aspiring authors, especially those interested in writing suspense fiction or thrillers?
I tell everybody the same thing when they say, well, you write now. How did you do this? I mean, it's hard to write a book. And I said, this is what I tell everyone. Sit down every day and try and write something. Play the story out in your mind like it's a movie. If you like the story, and you're a fan of suspense and thrillers, the likelihood is people reading it will like this story. Make sure there's twists and turns. Make sure that it's not cut and dry. Like, you can foreshadow a little bit, but, you know, have a little zinger here and there, something that people didn't expect. Someone recently messaged me about death insurance and said, I got the chapter, I forget what chapter it was, and this is what happened, and I can't believe it. I didn't expect that. And I said, of course not. Nobody does. That's why I wrote it that way. It was a total shift in direction. It still got me to the end, but I tell them, if you're going to write suspense and thrillers, you have to keep people on the edge of their seat, trying to guess what happens next.
That's awesome. And where can listeners find Death Insured and connect with you online?
Okay. Death Insured is available at Barnes & Noble, on Amazon.com. Look it up under AJ Tyler, because as I found out on Amazon, there are about 9,000 books with the word death in the title. So if you look up under AJ Tyler, it's easier to find it. You can reach me online. I have a Facebook page, which is AJ Tyler _ author. AJTylerAuthor.com is my webpage, which is being upgraded right now, even as we speak. And we'll have lots of information in my podcast presentations. There's an AJ Tyler _ author Instagram page, and I'm working with social media people. So pretty soon we'll have an X account and a Threads account as well for fans that want to follow. And I tell anyone that wants to reach out to me, AJTylerAuthor@gmail.com. Write to me. I am happy to respond. I respond to anyone that writes.
Thank you, Tyler. It has been a pleasure to have you on Authors Radio. Thank you for giving us a glimpse into your work and sharing your passion. And listeners, be sure to check his book. And thank you for tuning into Authors Radio, amplifying voices, inspiring the world. And join me next time for another inspiring conversation. In the meantime, happy listening.
Thank you, Alba. Have a great day.
You too.